Hold on, give me a sec. I'm slow.
Wow, you guys are really hurting. You know, you need to check out SSM Orthopedics. They can get you back to being you again. They have the area's leading board-certified orthopedic physicians. In fact, SSM Orthopedics does more knee replacements than anyone in St. Louis. No matter which part of your body hurts, they'll help you work toward living pain-free. Now, how does that make you feel? Thought so. Sign up for free seminars today at ssmhealth.com/orthopedics or call 1-866-SSM-DOCS.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman, KTRS legal analyst and Wednesday's carousel of co-host on the Showgram with JC and Trish, asking you to join me Saturdays at 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS for my own show, Night Court, where we discuss today's hottest legal topics in a totally different way. That's Night Court, Saturdays at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS. Night Court, because you can't really make fun of the legal system until you understand it.
I'm Frank Clapp, and I know that Christian cares.
When Frank needed a life-saving heart procedure, he joined the almost 9,000 people who chose BJC cardiologists at Christian Hospital last year. We were the first community hospital in the region to perform open-heart surgery, and our top heart care specialists help people live longer, fuller lives. Just ask Frank. It's just another way Christian cares, one life at a time. Visit ChristianCares.org to learn more. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. This month, we'll be answering all of your email questions about Social Security. You could submit your questions at our website, AmericasWealthManagementShow.com. Don't be fooled into thinking the Social Security Administration can give you retirement advice about one of your most valuable assets. They can't. Visit AmericasWealthManagementShow.com to ask your question and listen to the answer on America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 3 on 550 KTRS.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
One-800-YELLOW-PAGES is for those of us who've been stranded, who've had a flat tire, who've needed a locksmith, who've needed their horoscope at 5 in the morning, who've needed a dentist, or needed a pizza, and then maybe a gym after that for some reason. These buttons are for you. 1-800-YELLOW-PAGES, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, free information, whatever the request may be.
FM.
We're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
boobies.
Well, I don't think that's nice.
I think it's very nice.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the October 26th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. It's where I bank. Boys Bank, personal banking, business banking, checking, savings. And by the way, Peon Banks there, Tina Banks there, Dan Banks there. Paul Warner, host of the Yard Sale every Saturday morning, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union, banks there as well.
Tim Weiland banks there.
Tim Weiland. Why don't you consider banking there too? We'll talk.
Hey!
But first, we have to tell you who we are. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are getting ready to retire...
What happened?
What's going on there?
That was a little getting ready. The weather.
Sounded like young Louis Armstrong.
I did.
Or Froggy.
If you're getting ready to retire and have $25,000 or more saved up, we would like you to call Mark and Jason, and they can advise you on what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Say MarkandJason.com as Louis Armstrong.
Go MarkandJason.com.
Yeah! I love that.
Satchmo would be proud. Tina Del Piaz, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He's all bummed out because he was all ready for tonight. You know, Busch Stadium hires him a lot for extra security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
And Rat Boy is not happy because he was all set to go down to present. Well, that's impressive.
Wow.
He was going to present the Cardinal honors. He's made a replica of Busch Stadium. The little seats and everything. What's that carved out of?
Cheese.
Carved out of cheese.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive. Wow, that Rat Boy. How about Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah.
Woo! So did Froggy really talk like that?
Well, I don't think so, but I do know that Froggy went to Courtin, and he did ride, took Miss Mousy by his side. You know that song?
No.
I can tell by the
Froggy went to Courtin.
Ride,
I don't know
Froggy
that song
Courtin,
either.
He did ride, Froggy went to Courtin, he did ride, took Miss Mousy by his side.
Oh.
Took Miss, was it Miss Mousy?
I can't remember.
Frog
I
and
think.
The Mouse?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I don't remember the rest, but what a dumb, another childhood dumb song. That we learned.
Kind of like the farmer in the dell.
Yeah, what's that? Farmer in the dell. Hi-ho, the Dario. Farmer in the dell. Some genius, who wasn't really a genius at all, wrote that, and then the whole world sings it forever.
He's probably stoned.
Oh, I'm sure. A lot of that stuff. Well, we've talked about those nursery rhymes.
Yeah.
That's LSD stuff there. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Sue, who is at the front desk when you walk into Chesterfield Valley, that's the headquarters, Sue sits there, at least in the afternoon, early afternoon when I go in. And she said, when I was in there day before yesterday, she says, oh, you know, we just had somebody in here who came in because of you to get popcorn. And I thought, I was thinking she was going to say, oh, they came in and deposited $1 million. No, they came in for some popcorn. Hmm. I said, well, that's okay. That's good. At least they came in. And I'm sure that once they were in there, they kind of got the lay of the land. And maybe if they didn't during that visit, they'll go back one day and go, I think I'd like to move my car payment over here. And I mentioned car payment because right now, I don't think there's anybody who can touch them when it comes to rates if you have good credit. Because if your credit's good enough, you're talking rates as low as 1.99%. That's a $5,000 minimum 2-year term car loan. So move yours over if you qualify. And that's just one example. They are really, really competitive. And man, have credit unions been getting a lot of great publicity lately because of some of the shenanigans these banks are pulling. But we don't want you to go to just any credit union because, like anything else, there's a difference in Chevy dealers, even though they all sell Chevys, there's a difference in credit unions. There's a reason First Community Credit Union is the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area. You could make it even larger. We'd love that. If you just, you know, at least consider it. FirstCommunity.com.
Froggy died at age 16. You know, a lot of those kids.
Froggy from the Little Rascals.
Yeah, Billy Loughlin.
At 16?
What?
He was hit by a bus when he was delivering newspapers.
Oh.
Whoa.
Does it say why his voice was the way it was?
No, he just put, it was a, you know, it was
just something the kid discovered he could do.
They said he did it himself.
Oh, no, heck no.
No.
He didn't talk like that.
But Alfalfa died, you know, of course, at 31.
He got
shot. That was a homicide, yeah. And then Buckwheat made it to 49. Heart attack.
Wow.
What about the little guy?
Spanky?
Yeah.
Well, he lived to be here. Like 60s. He was in insurance sales.
Yeah, I think he might.
McFarlane was his name.
64 he died.
Yeah.
George McFarlane.
No, not George. Was it George McFarlane?
Yeah.
Is that his name? Well, there you go, folks. Everything you ever didn't want to know.
Not our gang.
Thank you, our gang. We have it for you. Last week, I saved the article where they announced the new, I guess, commander at Scott Air Force Base. It says, command changes hands at Scott. General William Fraser III took over Friday as commander of U.S. Transportation Command at Scott Air Force Base. So I think what this means is this guy is the base commander, 37-year veteran. And I saw this, and a story popped in my head, something that happened to me over in Belleville. And I just have to share it with you because it's, you know, it's one of those great stories about people who think they're big deals and they really aren't big deals in certain circles. I had taken a chair to an upholsterer in Belleville. Now, keep in mind, my wife's parents lived in Belleville. I used to work in Belleville. My wife used to work in Belleville. She went to high school in Belleville. And for a couple of years, we lived in O'Fallon, not too far down the road. So I had taken a chair. The seat needed to be re-caned, you know.
Yes.
So this guy worked out of his house, and I had pulled up. And I'm talking to the, we'll say the upholster's name is Jim. I don't remember his name. But I'm explaining to him about the chair and, you know, we'd like to have a new caning and then maybe while you're at it. And this Oldsmobile, I remember big Oldsmobile pulls up. This guy jumps out and just steps in front of me and hands a couple of cushions or something to the guy and said, my wife's having a big party, and we just noticed that we got these tears and these cushions. And he starts explaining about this party coming up this weekend, and I said, hey, hang on a second. Hold on here. What are you doing? And he just looked at me, and I said, I was talking to this guy about my chair, and you just, you know, you interrupted us. I'm not making this up. Guy says to me, well, son, and first of all, when you're in your 20s and somebody calls you son, you immediately don't like him. He says, son, I'm Colonel whatever his name was, Colonel blah, 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 and I'm a regular customer here. He says, this is pretty important. We've got a big dinner party coming up. And I said, let me tell you something, Colonel. I said, I am private citizen whatever. I'm not even in the service. I'm not in the Air Force. I was in the Army. I'm really, I guess, a nobody in your eyes, but we're not at Scott Air Force Base. So right now, you're not really a colonel to me or anybody else. You're a guy who's rude, who interrupted me when I was talking to this guy. I thought this guy was going to lose his mind, you know, because he wanted to turn to an MP and go, arrest this man!
Right.
But then he realized, yeah, we're in Belleville. We're not at Scott Air Force Base. And he just continued to talk to the upholsterer. And the upholsterer said to him, he said, Colonel, he was here first. He was in the middle of speaking to me about this chair. You know what the colonel said? You just lost all of my business.
Man!
Yeah. He said, you won't see me again. And he got in the car and he drove away. But sometimes these people, these officers, not all of them, I'm not, this is not a broad brush stroke here, but I think sometimes they forget that when they're on base, oh, man, snap to the salute, and they're, oh, be careful, Colonel so-and-so's coming. But in civilian clothes, when you're outside of there, nobody cares. You're not a big deal. Don't break in line.
But they're used to people treating them like that.
Oh, you bet
they
are.
Yeah, but still, even if he is on base and he walks in, that's just rude. That's just,
well, base, he'd get away with it. If he's a colonel and he's a high enough ranking, if he's big enough, he can do anything he wants. He can be rude, interrupt all he wants to. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
He's the colonel or general, and you're not.
And a colonel's over a captain?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Because Colonel Potter, right?
Yeah, because of Colonel Potter. That's why they're...
No, that's how I would remember that.
Yeah. That would be a good way to remember it. Yeah. but I never forgot
Colonel
that.
Potter.
No, that's the different Potter. That's Mr. Potter from It's a Wonderful Life.
You jumped in there before I did.
I know. I was waiting for it, and it never came.
Well, somebody had to. Let's see. We have a weird... I have an awkward thing going on here in this building, and I've talked to Peon about it. And you guys will relate to this. You've ever been in a workplace or a place where you are regularly and you see the same person regularly and she's attractive, but she won't speak to you or even look at you because you're like scum to her? I don't want to get too specific, but she doesn't work here, but she's in this building, all right? And she just has that I'm better than you look. And she won't even make eye contact. I've spoken to her. Hey, good afternoon, Missy. That's not her name. And it's like it kills her to just speak back. She'll never speak first. What is it with those people? What's the deal with those people?
I picked up
on that. Has she ever spoken
really
to you
quick.
First?
No.
You see her every day. Has she ever spoken to you?
No.
She won't. She'll never say, how you doing today? Because I think she thinks she's too, I don't know.
Either that or she thinks that you are automatically, just by talking to her, you're automatically trying to hit on her or something.
Well, I would be.
Well, yeah.
Well,
really?
Yeah. But I don't get that. And every once in a while you run into a woman like that. They're just kind of like that nose in the air. You're a radio what? I'm not going to speak to you.
Women do that to me all the time.
Well, in your case, it has nothing to do with radio. Now, there's a car... Well, I gotta be careful. Gotta be careful. No, I really don't. There's a car dealer on television who has yellow teeth. Please get off TV. I watched him again last night, and my TV is good. The color's good. You know, it's not the TV. His teeth are yellow. Don't do your own TV commercials. Your teeth are yellow. And why doesn't somebody tell him, I wonder? You know what? Maybe don't open your mouth real big.
How do you do
or
that?
Or just show pictures of the cars and you do the voice because your teeth are yellow. And the reason I say it is for all of you who may be tempted to say, well, you know, Frank, not everybody can afford to go to the dentist. No, that's not true in this case. This is a successful dealership. Don't tell me this person can't afford to go to the dentist. But it just... we're not in England, okay? Go get the yellow off your teeth, because I'm telling you, it might be hurting your business. There might be people who actually might not come in because your teeth are yellow. Just a thought. I don't know. Now, there was a story last night on the national news about another one of these teachers who got it on with a 15-year-old boy.
Hey! A female teacher?
That's all.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And have you seen her yet?
Hot.
No.
I haven't seen her.
What is with these
teachers? Let me tell you something. She is very attractive. They showed her in the courtroom, some footage of her in the courtroom. Very smoking hot attractive. And according to the story, she would, after the school's Friday night football games, she would have the guys over to her place for a sleepover. And she's like a 32-year-old hot teacher. Now, this is what's so funny to me. There was the woman who was anchoring the newscast said, for more on the story, you know, let's go to Greg Dangerfield, or whatever his name was. Greg, tell us more about this story. Well, Darla, it seems that 32-year-old, and he tells the story, and they show her a picture, and it seems that on more than one occasion, she had been having sexual relations and performing sexual acts on these teenage boys at her home, at sleepover. And I'm thinking the whole time, woohoo, if I'm one of these boys. And when he wraps it up, this is Greg Dangerfield. Darla, back to you. Here's exactly what she said. That is such a sad story.
What?
No, here's a sad story. Katrina, that's a sad story. Missing kid, that's sad. Tsunami, Joplin. And don't get me wrong, I know that what she did was wrong. But let's stop acting like that a 16-year-old boy has had his life ruined because a smoking hot 32-year-old teacher pleasured him. No. I'll tell you.
Well, but we were talking about this off the air.
And you had a good point. Go ahead and share it. The trauma.
We are talking about traumatizing. I said it does end up to be traumatizing because you'll never have anything that great happen to you again. I mean, that's like going to be your sexual peak in life at 15.
Yeah,
and that's the traumatizing
over.
Part. Right.
How
does it get better than that?
Yeah, that's not trauma. That's not my definition. That's my definition of, hey, guys, gather around. Wait till you hear what happened to me. That's storytelling
material. But you peak awfully quick, though. If at 15, if that's the best thing that ever happens to you, that could be the rough part.
Now, I'm going to say something else that I've never heard anybody say, and I guess they're afraid to, so I'm just going to do it because I'm not really, who am I afraid of here? I'm not afraid of the Cardinals or Major League Baseball. I don't think they can hurt me. Tony La Russa needs a good barber. no, this really.
He's had the same hair since
the Oakland days.
He has the money. Have you taken a good look at that hair?
Did you see Dennis Eckersley when they were on TBS? He was one of the. He's got the same hair too. He's still
Dennis?
Got that same.
Oh, but Eckersley went and made himself really got himself prettied up and has got a nice.
But it's
looking
still that
hair.
Long hair that's not really in style anymore.
La Russa's hair. I don't even know how to describe it. It almost looks like he was in some kind of explosion and some of his hair got cut off in different lengths than others, and it's the part's not straight. It's not even a part. It's unbelievable. He makes millions of dollars. Get a haircut.
He's always had that haircut. Always.
That's not a commentary on whether or not he's a nice person. It's just an observation, and I can't be the only one that's ever made it. That's the worst head of hair a man can have.
But his hair was always longer than that, too. He has cut it since, but it's...
And it's not about length.
No. It's just
all
messed up.
Long hair that look... It's just a complete disaster.
You know what he needs?
He's got a hat on. It's not good to have... No, you don't think it's hat hair?
No, it's not. I'm telling you, it's just a bad hair.
Even when you see him out in public in his dress clothes and everything out, his hair looks bad. You know what he needs? Product. I'll talk to him.
Talk to him, Dan.
Right. I'll talk to him.
You're in a band.
Yeah.
And you got the look.
I'll get
have
some product. I'll get some product.
You need to jump into the 21st century, Tony.
Yeah. Here's some product.
Some product on your hair.
All right. Keith sent me a joke. I've done it a bunch of times, but I think it's time to bring it back. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
And don't give me that old Frank, you're just jealous because you don't have hair. I'd rather not have hair than have that. That's just, there's no, really no excuse. It's like the car dealer with yellow teeth. Come on, you got right. The money. Just, and maybe it's not important to him, and that's fine, too. One of the, Keith, thank you for sending me this. I believe it's due to be retold. Cop pulls a guy over for speeding. This guy's in his 50s. His wife's in the car with him. The officer says, good afternoon. You realize I clocked you doing 80 miles per hour. In a 60-mile, zone. The guy says, well, officer, I had it on cruise control at 60. Maybe you need to get your radar gun recalibrated. Or maybe a new radar gun, or maybe you need to be able to go learn how to read it. Because I had cruise on 60. And his wife says, that is absolutely not true. You don't even know how to use cruise control. You just asked me yesterday, what's this? And I said, it's cruise control. And you said, unnecessary crap on these cars. You've never even used it. You didn't have the cruise set on 60. So the officer starts writing out a ticket. And the guy looks over at his wife and says, well, good job, big mouth. Why don't you stop your jaws from flopping and sit there and shut up and be quiet? She says, well, I guess at least you could be thankful you have a radar detector, or who knows, you might have even gone faster than you were going. And the officer says, oh, radar detector. Well, if they're illegal in this state, that would be another ticket. And the guy looks at his wife and goes, oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Miss Yip Yap, shut it. The officer says, sir, I also notice you are not wearing a seatbelt. That's another $75 fine. He says, well, officer, I had it on, but when you pulled me over, I took it off real quickly so I could get my license out of my pocket. His wife says, that is not true. You never wear your seatbelt. We've had this discussion I don't know how many times. You never wear your seatbelt. And the officer says, okay, seatbelt violation. The guy turns to his wife. He says, Hey, listen, mouthy cow, why don't you stifle it, zip it, shut it? The more you talk, the worse it gets. Shut the hell up! The officer looks at the woman and says, does he always talk to you like this? She says, only when he's been drinking heavily.
Traffic is sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and here is Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How's it look out there, Tim?
It's kind of a mess, Tina. We've got rain all over the area. Southbound 270, stop and go from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, that's heavy from 370 all the way through New Florissant. Eastbound 70, heavy from right now Adelaide to close to the Edward Jones Dome. Westbound 70, you've got stop and go traffic from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge, then from Zumbel out through T.R. Hughes. Now, we do have a highway closure down in Cuba, Missouri, westbound 44 at the Cuba exit. It's got a rollover vehicle, and that has the entire highway shut down going westbound. Now, if you're traveling westbound on 4064, it's going to be stop and go from Grand to, well, not quite Grand. It's between Grand and King's Highway through McCausland, then Clayton-Warson out through Mason, and from Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. Slow traffic. This report is brought to you by United Way of Greater St. Louis. United Way of Greater St. Louis helps one in three people in our community. You may be surprised to find out how much you're helping when you support United Way. See for yourself at helpingpeople.org. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Scova Vodka and the Big 550 KTRS.
Bob Rockland Buick GMC, your dealer to see.
At Bob Rockland Buick GMC, the time to buy is now. With over 50 new 2011 models still sitting on the lot, the Brockland team is more than motivated. And that means you have the leverage. And if you know anything about Bob Rockland Buick GMC, then you know they don't mess around. You'll deal with a manager or an owner, not a middleman. Cut right to the chase. Save big on one of 50 remaining 2011s in stock. Or discover a just-off-the-assembly-line 2012 Buick or GMC at the dealership that does it right every time. Bob Rockland, Buick GMC. Just off I-255 at the Highway 157 exit in Cahokia. Or online at Brockland.com. Bob Rockland is offering up to $5,000 cash back on GMC Sierras for a limited time only. See dealer for details.
Bob Rockland, Buick GMC.
Every once in a while, if you jog the memory, you'll remember the good things in life. For instance, JED Transportation. I used the JED limousine for my high school prom. That's right. Well, you should know JED Transportation. They've been servicing your transportation needs for more than 50 years. That's right. Sedans, SUVs, limos, Hummers, party buses, and more. JED Transportation is the place to go. They always say a company is strongest based on its weakest link. That's why JED Transportation is number one. At the heart of their service is an excellent staff, fully licensed uniform chauffeurs. They take great pride in their commitment to making you, the customer, number one. For over 50 years, JED Transportation has been the first name in limousine service and has built a reputation on outstanding customer service in the most luxurious stretch limos available. Make the call today to 314-429-2200. That's 314-429-2200. Or visit JEDLimousine.com. Make yourself happy. Make your clients happy with JED Transportation.
I want to maintain my lifestyle in retirement.
I don't want to be a financial burden to my children.
Retirement is a long way to go without a paycheck. And regardless of current savings, many people are worried about running out of money. Income Planners of America helps individuals and couples who are tired of volatile market fluctuations and are looking to create and protect a dependable retirement income. It is possible to fully guarantee retirement income for as long as you live. Call Income Planners of America today to set up your free appointment. Income Planners of America will come to you in your home or office and show you how to enjoy retirement without having to resort to working at a burger joint. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 314-454-9700 today. That's 314-454-9700. Or go online to IncomePlannersOfAmerica.com.
When you're looking for an easier way to stick to your budget this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you can set up account alerts to help you stay on track. Alerts can be sent to your phone or email, so you'll know the moment you've reached the limits you set. And setting up account alerts is easy. Take comfort knowing you have the tools to stay on budget. Call, click, or stop by to learn more about account alerts. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Experience the Weinstrasse on Missouri's most scenic roadway for an afternoon of fine wine and relaxation at four exceptional family-owned wineries. Visit Sugar Creek in Defiance and Augusta, Montel, and Balducci wineries in Augusta. Sample their award-winning wines and specialty foods with free wine tastings and live entertainment. It's only a short drive from St. Louis and St. Charles County on Highway 94. So, for a weekend getaway or a weekend outing, make plans to travel to the Missouri Weinstrasse soon.
Welcome to the Regulation Rodeo, where Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit energyformissourijobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job. Paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
0%, no interest financing through 2013 with approved credit. Plus, downloadable coupons online at windowworldst.louis.com. Hi, everybody. McGraw here for the original $189 window guys at Window World. Take advantage of 0% financing and online coupons to save you even more, including windows, installation, and more. Save money on your energy bills now. Call Window World today, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.louis.com.
Welcome to Walmart. You like this LG TV?
Yeah, but it doesn't fit my budget.
Well, layaway's back. Just pay a little at a time and it's yours.
Layaway's back? Perfect.
Layaway's back?
Layaway's back.
So I take it you're putting that on layaway?
Layaway's back for Christmas in our electronic, toy, and jewelry departments. Buy now and pay a little at a time on the gifts they want most. Layaway available October 17th through December 16th, 2011, excluding Black Friday, November 25th, 2011. On eligible items, restrictions and fees apply. See store for details. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman, KTRS legal analyst and Wednesday's Carousel of Co-Hosts on the Showgram with JC and Trish, asking you to join me Saturdays at 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS for my own show, Night Court, where we discuss today's hottest legal topics in a totally different way. That's Night Court, Saturdays at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS. Night Court, because you can't really make fun of the legal system until you understand it.
Hi, Mark Conley, General Manager of Conley Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Conley Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Tiny bubble.
Running just a tad late. We'll get her all caught up here. We'll go to Southern California, check in with Mike Evans, where I'm guessing it's not dreary and 40-something. And I'm just guessing.
They would have played the game if it was in Palm Springs today.
In fact, maybe that's what they should just do. Build a stadium and just play every World Series in Southern California. You may be onto something there. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Make no mistake, not associated or affiliated with any other kitchen and bath remodeling company. If it's not Thompson Price, Kitchen, Baths, and Home, you have somebody else. ThompsonPrice.com, good place to start. Here he is, Mike Evans.
Yeah. Give it up. I'm making a prediction right now.
All right.
I'll take any bet anybody wants to make. The Cardinals will not lose tonight.
Well, and this is a man, ladies and gentlemen, who used to work for Major League Baseball for a team, the Dodgers. He should know what he's talking about.
Exactly. I'm no idiot.
No.
Well, I don't know if I go that far, but pop quiz question. You can't make this stuff up. What recording artist does NBC news anchor Brian Williams say is the best all-time recording artist ever? Weird Al Yankovic? The Go-Go's? Or the Monkees?
I would not have expected any of those.
That's exactly why they're all there. He said
him.
One of them. Yeah, not much street cred when you're saying that the best recording artist ever is the Monkees, the Go-Go's, or Weird Al.
But I like Brian Williams.
I do, too. Chaz Bono was voted off Dancing with the Stars last night. You okay, Frank? clapping, applauding, chanting, please? Come on.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, I saw that story. What did one of the judges called her an Ewok?
Yeah, and afterwards, Cher went off on the judges on her Twitter account.
Really?
I can't even tell you what it said, but it was ugly.
Why, because of something they said?
Yes, she felt that they were attacking Chaz because of, well, you know.
I think one of the judges used her animal names a couple of times.
Ewok,
like,
an Ewok from Star Wars.
They've done that, they've
said
done
he
that
like
with
a
other
penguin.
People. I've heard him do
he
that with other
like
people.
A little this and a little that.
They've done it with other people.
You know, parents take things personally when it comes to their chillins.
Mm-hmm.
At the Dr. Conrad Murray trial today, actually only a morning session. I think this thing ends in by the middle of next week. Dr. Conrad Murray trial is winding down, and now you can bet on what's going to happen, the outcome in England. The odds makers have laid a line out. Here you go. Hung jury, 2-1. Guilty, though, is right there at 3-1. Not guilty, long shot. 10-1. Now go around the room real quick. I know we're running late. How would you vote if you had a vote right now?
Guilty.
Guilty.
I didn't really watch a lot, but I'll say guilty.
Right now, I'd have to go guilty.
Okay. All right. Just checking. What a dysfunctional family. I mean, it's just unbelievable. There's a good chance Lindsay's going to jail next week. Now it looks like her dad's going to go to jail for beating his girlfriend. Again.
I just hope she gets a chance to pose for that nude thing before she goes to jail.
She's already posed for it, and here it shows you how dysfunctional it is. Dina Lohan says that Lindsay's Playboy shoot went well, and Dina, the mother, said she supervised the shoot.
Ooh,
isn't that wholesome?
That's gross.
Stick your butt out a little bit, honey.
That's all America. That's what America's
okay,
all
good.
About.
Yeah, I heard she took her younger sister, too. She
yeah.
I think mom.
Unbelievable.
Mom's pretty hot, isn't she?
She's not bad. You know, the joke floating around here is, why would Playboy pay her $800,000 usually to get Lindsay Lohan naked? All you need is an 8-ball and a quart of Grey Goose.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you. Love Nuggets. This is a sad story. Demi Moore, apparently very affected by Ashton wandering off the reservation. Demi's not eating. She's 5'5", weighs under 100 pounds now.
Perfect for me.
Man. Oh, really? Perfect? No, that's
Demi
probably
Moore?
Too skinny.
Yeah,
most ridiculous nugget of the month. For only $2,500 a night, only $2,500, you can rent the Jersey Shore house that was shot in season one. You can sleep in Snooki's bed.
Yes.
I'd bring your own sheets, and I don't know that I'd bring a black light, if you know what I mean.
Bring a can of Black Flag.
Yeah, one of those bug bombs.
Yeah.
Sports shorts. Worst tipper in sports. The story about Tommy Lasorda once running up a $1,700 New York bar bill and leaving zero tip, I think, makes him the worst tipper in sports. And Tim Tebow has started only one game in the NFL, but this week his agent received 50 new endorsement deals for him to consider.
Wow.
Man.
When you're hot, you're hot. And finally, I hate it when it comes to an end, Franco.
Can I
call you Franco? Do I know you that well?
You just did.
All right, Dan. Anyway.
No.
What artist does Brian Williams call the greatest all-time recording artist ever? The Monkees, Weird Al, or the Go-Go's?
Well, he must have been joking, but Tina, what do you think?
I'm going with Weird Al.
I'm going Monkees.
The Monkees.
I have to go Weird Al.
The Monkees.
Told you.
He loves the Monkees.
Wow.
He's a daydream believer right there.
Oh, I get it. I see what you're
doing. I give it all of a thing.
Brian Williams is pretty funny. What's that new show?
I just saw a clip of it.
What
yeah,
is that?
Is it
a sitcom? And you don't see a news anchor. Is he in it or is he just in the promos?
He's on a TV show.
Yeah, there's a
Rock
promo
Center.
Rock Center, and it's a promo for it, and he's in it.
Like Rockefeller Center.
Oh
yes.
Yeah. Wow. I'll tell you.
Cut it out.
No. Sometimes we think, well, she's not that smart.
Yeah.
And then you prove us wrong.
She shines.
Yeah, well, you know.
Wow. Yeah, what's it called? Rock Center.
New weekly hour-long program. Show will feature. Maybe it's going to be like. I can't really find what it's going to be like. Maybe like a CBS Sunday morning kind of deal.
Good job, Peon. Good job describing it. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
I think Rock Center stands for Rockefeller Center.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's a music show.
Argosy. This is now. This is a good night to go to Argosy. You know, you're going to the game. Now you're not going to the game. Go over there, play a little. Maybe you'll win. What the heck? Have some good food. And tomorrow night, go have more good food, especially the shrimp and crab legs, because tomorrow night is Thursday night, which means, as you know, all you can eat shrimp and crab legs. And that Outfitter's Grill, this is Wednesday. Wednesday through Sunday, the Outfitter's Grill is open for dinner, and that is a really, really good restaurant. We have John Michael Montgomery coming to Argosy's Music Hall. He will be there November 11th and 12th. That's November 11th and 12th, John Michael Montgomery. And then there's a big Christmas variety show December 9th and 10th with Bob Zaney, Greg Morton, Keith West, and Showgirls. Again, that's the 9th and 10th. That show is a Toys for Tots show. All proceeds go to Toys for Tots. You get in with a brand new unwrapped toy. If you don't have that, you pay $10, and that goes, as I understand it, to Toys for Tots. Argosy preferred cards are free. You go to guest services and ask for one, and they give it to you, and it's a good thing to have. The first to bring gambling and everything that goes with it, like good food and fun, the first to bring it here 20 years ago were the Argosy folks. 1-800-711-GAME. Argosy Casino, Alton.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, they still have Highway 44 westbound at Cuba shut down. It's a rollover accident. Eastbound 64 after 158, we've got a crash there. Also on the ramp from westbound 270 onto southbound 255, that's an accident that's partially blocking that ramp. Westbound 270, that's at McDonald. You've got a medical emergency that's blocking a lane. Northbound 270, that is heavy from Ladue up through Page. Southbound 270, that's slow from Page down through Doherty Ferry. And downtown, eastbound 40, that's heavy from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway Restaurants. October is now Anytober at Subway Restaurants. Get any regular footlong sub for $5 starting at 7 a.m. Subway, eat fresh. Prices and participation may vary, plus tax where applicable. Excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There's not a lot of places in St. Louis or anywhere else for that matter where you can get wings and cleavage, but we've found the place.
Tomorrow, J.C. Corcoran and Trish Gazelle are bringing the showgram to Hooters Keener Plaza to help you cheer on the Redbirds.
If I didn't know better, I would think you had something to do with this just so we could go back there.
It's a great conspiracy theory. I've worked it out so that the series goes at least 6 games so we can come back to Hooters. We're there from noon till 3, 7th and Chestnut.
J.C. Corcoran with Trish Gazelle on KTRS.
How would you like to join other KTRS listeners in Hawaii? You'll depart St. Louis March 2nd and spend 12 days in paradise, where the average daytime temperature is 73 degrees in March. You'll sail aboard NCL's state-of-the-art Pride of America, a newer freestyle ship that's all casual, with no formal nights. You'll be dining when and where you want. You'll visit Kauai, Maui, and on the Big Island, the orchid capital of the world, Hilo, as well as the sleepy fishing village of Kona. Plus, you'll spend 4 nights in Waikiki Beach, with sightseeing included. Prices including airfare from St. Louis start at only $2,828. A terrific price for everything included. For your brochure, call YMT Vacations at 1-800-736-7300. Space is limited, so call today. 1-800-736-7300 to travel with other KTRS listeners departing March 2nd. Call 1-800-736-7300.
Station promo.
Out of my way.
The Big 550. Yeah, KTRS.
Well, listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Welcome to the Regulation Rodeo, where Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit energyformissourijobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job. Paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
Enjoy your Rich and Charlie's favorite spaghetti and meatball for just $4.99 today only at Rich and Charlie's. A bowl full of Rich and Charlie's famous spaghetti and meatball for just $4.99 today and every Wednesday at Rich and Charlie's. Dine in only for this limited time offer. Online at richandcharlies.com.
At Brunswick Zone XL in St. Peter's, get a free $10 game card with meals in Striker's Bar and Grill. Sunday through Friday. More at BrunswickZone.com.
Thank you so much for being with us. Let's do this again tomorrow. We'll be here. Hope you will, too. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dean. Goodbye. All right, Dean.